It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
No big deal about staying on the beach.
There isn't a big deal, you know, but you let one person do it, and then everyone's going to do it. Every hobo is going to be out there pooping in the sand.
You know what? I'd tell the cop if he came up and said something. I'd be like, you know what, man? Here's my license. Yeah. I have a house literally on top of that hill right there. Like, I'm not doing this to be a bum. Like, I just want to stay on the beach one night. I'm a local. I pay my taxes.
Yeah.
Let me stay one night.
Yeah. I pay my goddamn taxes. Right. Well, give it a shot. I mean, the worst they could do.
Are they going to take me to jail?
They could arrest you for what? Trespassing? No, it wouldn't be. Is it trespassing? Loitering?
I don't know.
I don't think you would get a trespassing.
I think you'd have to be like a real dick.
Because the park is like the beach is closed, right? Or can anybody go on the beach?
I think you can walk on the beach. I mean, I don't know.
We'll look into it. Maybe we should call someone.
Yeah.
Call someone from the city.
Yeah.
Ask them, hey, I want to camp on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do that?
What do I got to do?
What are the rules on the beach? Mm-hmm. We should do that one of these days.
That's a good idea.
Figure it out. Anyway, welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast, Brock and Hunter.
What's up?
All right, so we talked about this a little bit in sports earlier today. Bum, 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 bum. Now we owe ESPN a bunch of money. Great. Way to go.
Podcast, man.
So we originally started the conversation because Sportsline used this projection model to simulate the entire 2019 NFL season. They did it 10,000 times. They did 10,000 simulations to predict the win totals and playoff chances for all 32 teams. And the big surprising one is the Cleveland Browns. They have a chance, according to these simulations, to make the playoffs for the first time in 17 years and then seeking the first playoff win in 25 years. First, before we get into anything, how do you keep an NFL team around that has not had a playoff win in 17 or 25 years, nor a playoff appearance in 17 years? Dude, shut it down.
Extremely loyal fans.
But they're not, though. You go to, like, this year, they're like, I've seen Cleveland games on TV. There's no one there.
Yeah.
There's no, that's got to be costing the city money.
Yeah.
I don't know. And they got rid of it for a while and they brought it back. Why?
By demand, probably.
I don't know. And why does Ohio, all right, shit stain on the map Ohio, have two professional teams?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're actually pretty good teams. Well, they have been.
Well, the Browns.
The Browns, I mean, they were decent last year, but, you know, their basketball team's great.
Yeah, basketball is absolutely. Cleveland, Ohio, the basketball team.
And beyond that, Ohio State football team. Good Lord.
But that's Ohio State, though. That doesn't mean you should have two pro teams.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's Ohio. I'm sorry. Ohio sucks. It's
I know.
The worst.
We both hate Ohio.
And for them to have that, I mean, dude, Cleveland is a shithole.
Yeah.
Cincinnati is not much better.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus, forget about it.
When you're in Ohio, you're just trying to get out of Ohio.
Yeah, you drive through it.
So this 10,000, 10,000, what is it?
They did 10,000 simulations of the season. And Cleveland, in the simulations, so overall, out of the 10,000 simulations, they averaged 9.4 wins with a 57.9% chance at the postseason.
So they simulated 10,000 games. So you have to program that simulation. So what are they programming into the simulation? Scenarios? What are they programming previous matchups?
I think it's player stats.
Because that's the real question, is how is the simulation set up?
I think playoff stats.
They skip that part. That part's pretty important.
Personal stats. I think they take in like player improved maybe throughout the year. I honestly don't know, but that's a lot, man.
That's the real question. Because without that answer, the simulation can just be a joke.
But because the Patriots are still on top when you think about it, and so you got to look at the overall performance. I think
are they including the players? Are they just basing it on like previous wins and losses of the entire team?
No. It's got to be on players. I don't know.
Do coaches make a difference? Does money make a difference? I mean, there's a lot of scenarios you can put into that situation.
Let's go.
That will change that.
Just Sportsline and see exactly how this is done. Sorry, this might take a little bit.
I mean, the simulation, depending on what you put into that simulation, is basically the same idea of just talking to your buddy and him estimating.
Yeah, but now look at it, though, too, is look at, like, the NCAA March Madness tournament.
Mm-hmm.
What can you kind of bank on? Usually, the top seeded teams are going to do well.
Do well, for sure.
And so that's you're looking at ranks. So the right. Patriots, obviously, Super Bowl champs.
They're going to be top rated.
So
probably.
I think it's got to go on. Yeah, records. Let's see. There's got to be. Potential breakup.
I mean, it would be cool. You know, it'd be really cool to have this simulation in AI so it can learn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's taken every bit of stat, every bit of information that anybody enters into anything that the team has done.
Dude, you can do the sports line and get a computer and Vegas expert picks for every single NF game, plus season long and daily fantasy advice. Yeah, I'm betting on some games.
And you know what? Do you know why that's a thing? Because it's still a gamble. It's still a sport.
Oh, for
anything
sure.
can happen for at sure. any given point.
I mean, they could come close to every. They could have a great season, but have a. I'll say it right. The Packers season last year, we came in, beat the Bears, mm-hmm. had a huge comeback, and then like we were like, oh, here we go. Mm-hmm. But then it was like little things, like unnecessary roughness call. A field goal miss. Like, right. it's little things that cost games that could completely mess up the simulation.
You know what would be interesting is to get that simulation from last year's season of it predicting it before. You know what I mean?
Let's see. Actually.
So it would be interesting to see how right it was as of last year's season.
2018 sports line simulation results.
Because here's the thing. In a broad... The simulation's going to be pretty – it's going to be more right than wrong, right, you would think? I mean, it's
hard
depends.
To say. It's hard to say, man.
So if the simulation is taking all these different stats and putting it together and telling you, all right,
that's the bracket.
According to this, this is the best team. This is the team that's going to win the most. If it's above 50% right on last year's season, what would deter you from just taking all of your money – and betting it what the simulation says this year? Because if it's more than 50%, you're guaranteed to make your money back.
Well, you got to look at that. Well, kind of.
You know?
If you're just looking at them, like let's say you bet, okay, I'm going to bet on the Browns making the playoffs.
See, what you know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, at 59%, you got a 50, just about a 50-50 chance.
The simulations say the Browns are going to beat the Colts this week, but that's just one game.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I would not put my money on because – anything can happen during that game.
Mm-hmm.
But in a broad, over 10,000 games, if you put your money in that and the simulation is right, why don't people do that?
I'm sure people do. There's probably people that are making bets. It's just like the guy taking...
Because it's still a gamble.
It's just like the guy taking the 20-to-1 odds on a horse.
Right.
It's like, well, yeah, my money's going to be better, but if you're looking to... You're looking at the overall chance
big
of it.
Big payday.
Blackjack. Blackjack has the best odds in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people will play blackjack. It's a big game. It's like, okay, I get the best chances of winning through the overall odds. All the years of blackjack being played and the math behind it, I have my best chances. But you can also go to the blackjack table and still lose.
Just get ruined.
But like, let's say you wanted to, like, let's say you find a prop bet that says I want to bet $50 on the Browns making the playoffs because right now, according to the simulation, there's a 59. Whatever percent chance. Okay. All right, I got just about a 50-50 odds, roughly. You know, I mean, there's a little bit more than that. That they're at least going to make the playoffs. It's not a bad bet. It's not a bad bet overall. Now you can increase the bet because they had like a 30% chance of winning their first playoff game. So now I'm going to bet they're going to win their first playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're basing it on odds.
Yeah.
You know, and I honestly would take these computer simulation odds over maybe just like some analyst saying, well. You know, so and so's looking good here. Blah blah blah. Just one guy, opinion based.
Right.
I mean, this is 10,000 different scenarios. That's a lot of scenarios.
You know, the beyond the simulation, the people that I like betting or I would bet on are like the inside guys, like the friends of the guy fighting. You know, you can always get like he's feeling good. Like for instance, Brooks Koepka, when he won what was that tournament a few weeks back. Anyway, before the tournament, like his best buddies that he golfed with that previous week, went on TV and were like, "Dude, he is going to smash this tournament."
Yeah,
like they called it before. They're like, we played 3 days with him before the tournament, up until the tournament, and they're like, "Dude, he made the course look like a joke."
Yeah,
so it's kind of like insides like that I like to bet on
because
those guys knew the guy was on fire. He's going to continue the fire, and he did. He smoked everybody by like 14 strokes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can side with that. Simulations, eh.
All right. Here we go. Sportsline's primary picks are based on a proprietary simulation model developed by Stephen O., a sports data science expert. Each league-specific model employs similar methodology. God, I'm going to get through this. Why do you have to make such hard words? Right. First, O determines the key parameters governing how much a team is going to score. In basketball, for example, those parameters include the probability of two-point field goal attempt, the probability of making the two-point attempt, and the probability of three-point attempt, the probability of making that attempt. This is the most probabilities I've ever said in my life. The probability of drawing a foul and going to the free throw line, etc. That was the worst sentence I've heard. So, dude, he's taking all of that into consideration.
It's getting pretty deep.
I want to see.
But there's a lot of stats. I mean, this is so weird. Like, what stats do you pick?
Okay, so here. For example, say Denver was completing 67% of passes entering a game versus New England. In the game, Denver completed 60% of their passes. The New England defensive differential parameter for that game would be -7. So they take in the defensive differential. They are taking all of the stats from last year.
Pretty detailed.
They are taking literally all the stats from last year and running it 10,000 times.
It's pretty detailed. I mean,
damn, dude.
Like I said, it'd be interesting to review this after this coming season.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, we'll have to do this. We'll have to look and see how they did.
Maybe bookmark that if you could.
Yeah. You bookmark it, bitch. I already got a full list of things to do. I don't know. I'm excited for it. Now, earlier, you and I were talking, too, about, you know, some quarterbacks and, you know, people that are going to have a good season. Baker Mayfield had an awesome first year last year. You know, he came in. He's coming in on his third year now. Mm-hmm. He's got some experience. They got some good teammates around him. The Browns actually did pretty good picking up some people. Will that make a difference on his third year? Then we started talking about, you know,
The fail that we're going to talk
about? Yeah, the other quarterbacks in the league. People are really juiced up about Rodgers this year. Brady will always be a contender. Mm-hmm. Mahomes.
Let's start out with this, because this is how we started this morning when we decided to do this topic. The fuck are you doing, Eagles? What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Getting rid of Nick Foles?
Yep.
Hey, he won a Super Bowl for you and nearly won a second one for you. And you know what? You get rid of the guy for Carson Wentz, who hasn't even played in the playoffs. Dude, it upsets me terribly. I feel bad for
him. Wentz is getting old, dude. But again, they're pot committed. They are pot committed now to this quarterback. Same reason why Stafford is on the Lions.
You know what? It's just a slap in the face to Nick Foles. You know what, dude? Take that Super Bowl ring and run.
Yep.
You didn't want to be a part of that team anyway.
He did it, man. He did it, and then he's moving on. He probably is going to make a nice chunk of change somewhere. Where did Foles go?
He went to... Didn't he go to New York?
The Jets?
I think. Dude, I hope Foles.
Nicholas Edward Foles.
Tears the Philadelphia Eagles up, man.
He's at Jaguars.
Jaguars, that's right.
Cougars.
He's going to have to do a lot over there.
He's going to have to do a lot over there, but he did a lot with the Eagles, man.
So, Nick Foles. Yeah, I just wanted to get that out because I disagreed with that
decision.
Well,
but it's, again, they're
caught. I know, but there's ways around it.
There is, but you can't. Unfortunately,
if you got a QB that's winning you Super Bowls, you don't get rid of him.
Wentz isn't a bad quarterback. He's been hurt all the times when it's mattered.
It doesn't matter how good you are. If you're not on the field playing and winning for that team.
It's like Teddy, oh, my God, the Vikings quarterback.
Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt, Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's been out more games than he's played.
It's like, sweet.
They've paid him so much money, and now he's gone.
For what?
Yeah, for what? But see, he was young enough with the team that it was okay bringing in Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, the Eagles are so pot committed on this guy. It's almost like, well, no, we picked him up. We got to see if he's going to perform for us.
Put him through the simulator. We'll see what the simulator says if he's going to get injured this year. Because odds are.
It's the same thing with the Lions fans. Which, by the way, Lions fans, how you can still be so cocky and arrogant is beyond me. Now, I know I'm a Packers fan, and we have a big rivalry. Not as big as the Bears and not as big as the Vikings. But Lions, I was reading this, oh my God, this stupid Barstool article. Mm-hmm. And this guy is, of course, he's a Bears fan and he's ripping on Rodgers and the Packers and everything. And I'm going through these comments, man. And I'm like, dude, Lions should not even be brought up in a conversation. Stafford has never won a playoff game.
Yeah.
And at one point, he was the highest paid quarterback in the league.
2 years ago.
Dude.
125.
And has never won a playoff game.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Are you kidding me? And then you're going to sit there, oh, yeah, we're good. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah. Shut up.
You know, unfortunately, Detroit's just got that cloud that hangs over them.
Well, they wasted Barry Sanders' career.
Yeah, they wasted two careers. Megatron, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, I know you're bitching about it, but I can't even think of his name right now.
What?
We were just talking about him, the quarterback.
Foles?
No.
Stafford?
Stafford, yeah, Stafford. I'm telling you, if you put Stafford on a different team, he's better. He's better. He's not a bad QB.
No, he's not a bad QB, but he should have been able to at least get him a playoff game.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. I'm 50-50 on that.
Yeah.
On the Lions, because I've seen them play good. I've seen them play
great.
They've
beaten the Packers four times in a row now.
But then for 3 weeks after that, they're terrible.
Yeah.
It's a weird team, and like I said, the best way I can explain it, man, is that cloud. Mm-hmm. They have a cloud over that team, and they've had it for years. And they like peek out and you see a little bit of light, but then they just go right back.
Yep.
They can't close. And you can't get out of it.
It's fine with me because they're in our division, the Packers division. Yeah, I always like
that's
to see
a nice, it's a nice team to have
nice
in your
team
division.
To have. But again, though, as a Packers fan, I can totally admit they've beaten us twice or four times now. And that's a tough pill to swallow, man.
That's the NFL, man.
Yep.
Any given Sunday, no pun intended, anything can happen.
I am not looking forward to – I hope we can keep building. We have a new coach. We've had a lot of new things. We did some free agency this year. But as a Packers fan, I've been spoiled. I went from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
We have had massive success. But after the Packers of the 60s, dude, we were terrible mid-70s up until Brett Favre started.
Yeah, your Madden rating wasn't that good.
Dude, we were terrible for a couple, like 2 decades.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just waiting for when Rodgers leaves and we go, who do we got?
Yeah.
You know who I want? You know what I'd love to see us do is pick up like a Baker Mayfield in just a few years.
Yeah.
You know, he's got some years behind him and everything. Yeah.
They don't have anybody, do they?
We have, what's his name? He's a good kid. Well, we got rid of that turd of a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Always chewing his. I already forgot his name because he was that terrible. Oh, what was it? Oh, just awful.
The black dude, right?
Yeah. What the hell was his name? Anyway. Speaking of quarterbacks, too, it'll be interesting.
Can't remember his name.
It was garbage.
It was a bow hunter.
It was piece of shit is who it was. Listen to me talk like I'm some pro quarterback.
Right.
It'll be interesting. Right. We got in on this, too, is because another conversation we have is on Mahomes. And it'll be interesting to see because Chiefs got a really high rating. They're number one in their division.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you and I have a difference of opinion
on
this.
Here's the thing. It's everyone thinks that I think when I say he's going to have a bad year, it's not because I don't like the guy. Mm-hmm. He's a phenomenal athlete. Mm-hmm. But I played quarterback. Now, I know I didn't play it at the pro level. I understand that. I get that. But you still know the basic fundamentals. Every quarterback, even in the pro league, will tell you, you don't make cross-body throws.
Yeah.
You don't do it. He made some pretty astonishing throws this year. They're like, can you believe only Mahomes could do that? No, that's not the case.
Nah, he's just the only one that's doing it.
He's cocky, and again, I'm not knocking that, but he is going to, what did we see it? Afro 49er. Kaepernick. Dude, he came in, made it to the Super Bowl, like his second year. But what happened? People figured out his style. Same thing with Russell Wilson. Same thing with...
You can't really compare Kaepernick, though. Kaepernick was... You can compare Kaepernick to is Cam Newton.
Cam Newton, Russell Wilson, even think about Johnny Manziel.
Mm-hmm.
They had him figured out from day one, you know? And again, he came from a college thing. So here's my thing is, you are in a league now of top-tier everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, they had a great season. But when you look at the NFL season last year, what was it, like 4 standout teams? You had the Chargers, you had the Chiefs, Patriots, and...
See, here's why.
Rams?
Here's kind of why I disagree with you. You're right. You figure out a quarterback over time. But answer me this. Who figured out Mahomes last year?
Nobody. Well, it's a year.
Nobody.
No one.
But you have games. You can review games.
You can review games.
By the playoffs, you should have a general idea what this dude's going to do.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
Nobody could stop him.
They didn't win a playoff game.
Nobody could stop him.
They didn't win a playoff. And I would say that if it wasn't for...
Well, who'd they lose to? The Patriots?
Was it the Patriots? Because they had to bye the first week, and they lost their first playoff game. It wasn't the Patriots. No.
Are you sure? Pretty sure they lost to the Patriots.
I think they had one other team that they lost to, because everyone thought that they were going to win. Chiefs, 2018. I'm going to tell you.
People are screaming at the radio.
Let's see.
Mahomes, man.
Preseason. Let's see, postseason. No, they lost to the Titans.
In the playoff?
Yep. NFL wild card round. Chiefs lost to the Titans, 116-18.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
That's 2018. Type in 2019.
Well, this would have showed me. Oh, no, you're right. You're right. So, what, 2018-2019 season?
Yeah, I just typed 2019 because that's when it happened.
But it
wasn't the Titans.
It'd be the 2019. Sure. Let's see. No, they lost to the Patriots. You're right.
Yeah.
That was on 1-2019, so this year. Yep.
Which was an insane game. What was the score of that game? Like 50 to 50?
37-31.
High scoring game.
37-31.
I'm just saying, dude, like they had every team in the playoffs had a full year to figure that guy out. Nobody did.
Patriots did.
Not really.
37-31.
Yeah,
I mean,
he still didn't. They didn't stop Mahomes.
Here's what I'm going to say, and I'm not disagreeing with you in a sense of that he's a great quarterback, but there's been a lot of great quarterbacks that everyone thought was going to change the league that made amazing plays.
Yeah.
Go back to Vic. People are like, no one's going to stop Vic ever. Now, granted, his personal life, but even coming back, dude, there's been a lot of quarterbacks. Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl already. What kills me with the Mahomes thing is that he's had one season. There's been a lot of people that have had amazing one season and then bust. I'm not wishing it on him, but what I'm saying is before we start building statues to the guy, let's see what he does second year, third year. He's got a long career ahead of him. If he peters out, not saying you can't have a great season. Mm-hmm. That's great. You know what? He had an insane year. Mm-hmm. Insane year. What, 50 touchdowns?
Dude, I don't know.
It was nuts.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
But again,
dude.
They had a fantastic running team, a running game up until, you know, having a guy like, not Gonzalez, the tight end.
Tyreek.
No, well, and Tyreek Hill. You kidding me? Mm-hmm. Anybody's gonna have an amazing season. You got Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. No, and the tight end who's basically like a receiver. Tight end.
More people screaming at the radio.
I know. I'm having a brain fart because it's been so long. Travis Kelce, dude. Kelce is a fucking beast.
Yeah.
He's a wide receiver, tight end. Just saying. When you got great, do you think Mahomes would do just as well on the Lions?
No.
That's what I mean. He'd still be good, of course. But Stafford's good though too.
See, the thing with Mahomes is he's creating an extra like 2 seconds every play, just with his feet. I mean,
Aaron Rodgers still has the longest pocket time of any quarterback.
Yeah, you can't compare Aaron.
Are you shitting me? You're just saying that to piss me off now.
I am.
Oh my god. But yeah, dude, Kelce had 1,300 yards last year and 10 touchdowns. As a tight end,
I don't see how you don't see it.
I know he's a very talented guy, but
he's
just
so good.
Here's what I don't want to see though is here's what's going to be funny. Let's say he does
You say he's young, but that's almost to his advantage.
How?
Because he's fresh.
Yeah, he also had a lot of interceptions this year. I mean, what you got to look at is he didn't.
He didn't throw one for like. He didn't have like one until like. The seventh game or something. I'm telling you, dude, Mahomes he is ridiculous.
He's a very good player.
It's ridiculous.
Is he better than Brady?
Yes.
You are.
He is.
As athletically, yes.
Athletically,
but But athletics only take you so far, because
Brady is just on his own level, but it's not with the athletics, obviously.
12 interceptions. That's actually a really good rating. 50 to 12, 113 passer rating.
I'm telling you, Mahomes is the new shit.
I'm not going to say that until at the end of this season.
I know. I don't want to say it either.
Because he could get hurt.
The thing is, usually a quarterback will show it at least one game. Like one game, you'll be like, okay, there it is. Like
He's not what everybody's building him up to be. Mahomes didn't. Not one game. Even when the Patriots beat him, he was on fire. They could not stop him.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason the Patriots won is because Tom outscored him.
Yep.
That's the only reason.
But you also got to look at the schedule last year, too.
Nobody can stop the
2018-19 schedule.
I'm just saying, if I'm playing Mahomes or if my team's playing Mahomes, I'm scared. I'm nervous. Because nobody can figure it out. And I don't think they can. Because he's got everything, man. He's got legs. He's got an arm. He's smart. The people on the team love him.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I'm not saying that, but it's too early to tell. Everyone's losing their goddamn mind.
I agree with you on
over a guy who's had one good season. There's been a lot of busts that have come in, had a good season.
Yeah.
And
it'd be interesting to see if anybody had a season that compares to his.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, look at Dan Marino. Yeah. One of the best passers of the football. Never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, and he had amazing seasons on amazing teams.
Yeah.
Dolphins used to be a force to be reckoned with back when you had, what, Shula on there?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Don Shula? It'll be interesting to see.
Ray Finkel.
What I'm saying, yeah, Ray Finkel. Laces out, Dan. It'll be interesting to see. What I'm saying is just don't build the gold statues of them yet.
Yeah.
Because teams are – the fact that the Browns are now in the running, it just goes to show. And last year was weird. Like we talked about, last year there was teams – pretty much every other team except for the top four had like a 500 record.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking nuts, man. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I think the Patriots will obviously be contenders. I think the Packers are going to do great this year. Bears are going to be good.
It's going to be interesting, man. There's a lot of movements, a lot of players going other places.
Yep.
It's just, like I said, man, it's a game. You never know. Like that simulation, you can do it 10,000 more times. And
or, hell, you could see it. First game of the season, Rodgers got hurt. First game of the season, Brady could go down.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Yeah,
you never know.
Man.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
That's why the game is so awesome.
It is so awesome.
That's why we can't wait till football season.
You know what? I'm going to put a $50 bet on the Browns winning the Super Bowl this year.
Really?
$50.
Really?
Hey, dude, if it happens,
a big reason, or what's going to really help them is the hype.
Yep. Oh, it does, dude. And you know,
hype does help.
The fact that people are going to see this big, dude, Browns year.
Yeah,
Browns. I mean, the Eagles won with a backup quarterback.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's true.
They beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you can't really call Foles a backup though.
But it's still
true. He was.
You know what I mean? It's a backup quarterback.
Shouldn't have been the backup.
It should. Well, yeah.
You know.
So I don't know. We'll see, man. We'll see. I'm excited for it. We're only a couple months away for preseason's a fucking joke. They shouldn't even do it. But all right. Well, that's going to do it for us. That's enough. We're just going to keep going all day long. Don't forget to check out more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And, of course, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you next time.